The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Come on, baby, now you're talking. Get this morning started on Halloween, 9:05 right now. We love it there, right there. If you go to am970answer.com or the Joe Piscopo Show, at Joe Piscopo Show on Twitter, you will see me doing a parody of this. I got to tell you, I did a parody of Thriller. Thriller was out. If you remember, you know, it was like all the rage. It was Michael Jackson Thriller, and it was brilliant. And believe Michael's personal life aside, okay, the artist, brilliant. I mean, oh my God! I was never a Michael Jackson fan, but you watched the Thriller. Was that like, remember that? That was like huge, man, in the 80s. So then I said, let me do a parody of that where I'll be walking down the street and then I'll turn not into like the wolf, you know, that Michael Jackson. That was kind of scary that he did that, you know. I said, let me turn into Jerry Lewis, you know. I'll do it and then I'll get dancers. Listen to me. This is how sick I am. I'll get dancers and we'll dress all the dancers up in Jerry Lewis masks and then we'll all do a choreographed, dance of to a Thriller. So I'm thinking like this. I go, where do I shoot it? We shot it the exact same spot where Michael Jackson shot it, and that was in downtown Los Angeles. We went in, and Jay Dubin was the director, and we had cranes. Oh my gosh, almighty! That was for my HBO special, and it was for a big event, and we shot it back then. There was no video back then, like high definition, video. It was all like film. We shot it on 16 millimeter. And as I look back now, the production of that, I can't believe we did it. And it's always fun. And that's kind of the fun thing when you get old like me. You can look back and kind of go, that was fun, man. And Jerry saw it. Jerry Lewis saw it. And if you get a chance to watch it, we posted it all over. You'll get to see it. But Jerry said, it's eerie. He was the way he goes, it's eerie how Joe captured me like that. And Jerry and I went on to, of course, become a good friend. So that was a lot of fun on this Halloween, thinking about it. So that was, and we did a Joe Piscopo Halloween special. We did what the special was called. You know what's interesting, though? I don't even have a pumpkin outside my house. And I'm Mr. Holiday around my house. I am Dork Dad. I will do the Christmas lights early. I will do, if it's Easter, I put Easter stuff up. If it's your birthday, it's like a national holiday in my house. I will get a picture of you with a big banner if you're my kid, and I'll leave it up for 3-4 months, and we celebrate your birthday for like 6 months. This is the kind of dad I am. So we were so involved. The fall has been so busy, and we're at such a pace that I'm pumpkinless at my house, and I kind of feel guilty about it, but like no one really shows up at the door. So why do I feel, and I'm not crazy about Halloween. It's a dumb holiday, really, you know. But for kids, it's great. But for you and me, what? Halloween? Come on. And so I don't have a pumpkin, so I feel. Is there a parade, Frankie, in New York today?
Yeah, the Greenwich Village Halloween parade. It's always a lavish affair. It's going to be interesting. It'll be carried live on New York One. People want to watch. Starts at 7 p.m. I would caution everybody. I've gotten stuck around that area on Halloween when it comes to traffic. It is
not good.
Rough.
Not good.
Yeah. So we wish you all the very best on this day. But my goodness gracious. So it's like, and the kids are in high school. They're not supposed to wear costumes. They don't wear costumes.
Actually, my kids' school, they're allowed to wear costumes. They have a parade, and only the seniors are allowed to participate in it. But my son wore his costume to school. Although you know what, Joe? I don't mean to be the Debbie Downer of the group here, but yesterday I got a phone call from my son's school right after he got dismissed. About 10 minutes after he got dismissed. Mm-hmm. From the principal, and the principal's message was, this is how they started the conversation. As you may have already heard, there was a threat against the school, and we vetted it out. We've talked to the police, et cetera, and they said, you know, it's not a credible threat or whatever. So I was a little upset because I didn't hear anything, and I asked my son, and he said, oh, yeah, I just heard before I got into the car that somebody was talking about it or whatever. My issue is, why are these things not told to parents, you know, either earlier, or why do you wait until right after dismissal to send out these robocalls to parents who are now panicking now calling the school, finding out what's going on? And from what I understand, from what I've gathered from a number of people, apparently two kids were talking about it. The one kid in question, who I guess had allegedly threatened to do something, was home from school yesterday. The other kid was suspended, and apparently they were going to confront the kid today, or the police were going to go talk to this kid. I have a big problem with this, you know, withholding information to parents. The parents should be aware of this right away.
No, you know, I don't want to give I'm guarded on what I say. You got to be careful when it comes to schools particularly. But there was an incident, and not to give away too much information, but to your point, as soon as something happened, some guy came on the school campus, and then he was like a jilted boyfriend, and so he made some threats. They shut this guy down. They called the police. Boom. And he's in custody as we speak.
Right.
That's exactly what's got to happen, because I keep thinking of my friend Andrew Pollack, how he lost his daughter Meadow, you know, in Broward County in Parkland. And it was just like, they had all the red flags.
Right.
Al, you're absolutely right. Let everybody know. And you know what? Lock the kids up. Lock them up.
Right. If
you make a threat, or if there's a red flag, it better safe than sorry. You're absolutely right.
But also, you know, at this day and age, and I don't want to sound like I'm trying to be extreme, but I'm going to. If a kid is threatening to shoot up a school,
Why stop now?
But honestly,
if a child between
the ages of 14 and 17 is talking about threatening to shoot up a school because of whatever issues or problems that they're going through, that kid does not only need to be suspended, he needs to be expelled from the school.
Exactly.
And the parents, you know, something needs to be done. Action needs to be done. And I don't want to hear, oh, it's just kids being kids.
That's right.
You know what?
That's
when I was growing up in the 80s, nobody, you know, people joked around about doing stupid and silly things, but nobody had access to the guns and the other stuff that kids have access to today, whether it's social media or anything else, and there are people that egg kids on and all this other nonsense. I'm sorry, it's got to stop. I got a kid in school, and believe me, if I knew that there was a threat to my kid's school, I would be the first person charging in to get my kid out of school to make sure that he is safe.
I know, and then they don't allow kids to go, you can't use your cell phone. Don't use your cell phone. Hey, I'm giving my kid a cell phone.
Exactly.
I gave Charlie a cell phone, and I keep it. Just keep it. They're not supposed to use cell phones, and you got to keep it there, man. In this day and age, are you kidding me? Hey, Al, you know what, though, Frank? This is good. Al and I should really go. So I'm very excited about this because I'm going at such a pace, and I told you about this throughout the morning. So a friend of mine called, a man who I have immense respect for, a mentor of mine, and helping me in the at-risk community, helping kids, and you know, led me down that path, enlightened me to help others like that. A true saint of a man. And now he has this chamber center, and he doesn't. And believe me, everybody wants to put his name on everything because he's so highly regarded. And he put his name on this, the Chamber Center for Well-Being in Morristown. And he said, you should go, because he knows my pace, and he worries about me, thank God. So I am going there, and Al, I'm going to go there, and you get acupuncture. I'm going to tour it. I'm going to let you know what happens tomorrow, but I'm actually going to go there, and then I'm having dinner with Mr. Chambers. Mr. Chambers, and listen, I'm having dinner with Deepak Chopra. With Deepak Chopra. So I may come back a very mellow man, Frankie. What do you think?
I'm eager to see how this works out. I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be great.
Hey, so Deepak, how you doing? Good to see you, man. What's going on? So what's going on? Hey, you want to go out?
Oh, how you doing?
Deepak, you're the man.
Fist pump, baby. Fist pump.
Relax, Joe.
You must drink decaffeinated coffee. Try some tea, herbal tea.
One of my friends, I got to tell you this. This was so funny.
So you were in coach on the airline.
So
okay.
I had.
Calm.
Exhibit calm.
I got a friend who was like a kind of one of those guys that's all om and it's all like peace and
just
love.
Just remember, everyone sits the same on an airplane.
Listen, calm. This guy, my friend was like, and he's so great, and he's spiritually a great guy. And I don't want to mention his name because he'll kill me that I'm talking about him. Meantime, he's so nice. Everything peace and love. Mm-hmm. And look at the day. How beautiful. Meantime, no, he posted a picture of the president. This is an evil man. He's the worst person on the planet Earth. Oh, my God. Impeach this guy. As soon as it comes to politics, Frankie, you know, it's like, oh, boom, they're going to take him out. It was so funny. Peace and love until they came to the president of the United States. Oh, my God. Everybody's got to calm down. That's why I should be, listen, about now, 9 o'clock, they're doing this impeachment process today. It's a ruse. It's a joke. It's a disgrace. It's an embarrassment. And I'm supposed to be reporting it to you. No, I can't. Sorry.
Yeah, I love it.
No, this is ridiculous what they're doing.
Keep going.
There's no credibility to this. It's an absolute sham. And by the way, Frankie Five Boroughs, to lean on your political prowess, if I may, what's going on with the Roger Stone thing? They raided Roger Stone. Where's Michael Caputo? How much money does he still owe his lawyers, by the way? What's happening with all these people that are collateral damage of the Mueller report? And the same exact thing's going to happen here. Now they're bringing in everybody to testify, and they're going through the shenanigans. The same exact BS, forgive my language, that happened in the Mueller report is happening with this Ukraine quote-unquote impeachment process. I mean, really, I mean, I don't know how they can – what's happening with all the people that were hurt from the Mueller probe? Can they have any justice, Frank? Can they sue back? I mean, now that the Mueller probe was proven to be wrong?
Well, I mean, so let's hope – no, I mean, you can't really sue for, you know, being investigated. But in Roger's case – he's going to trial beginning November 5th in Washington. So right now he's very focused on raising money. So he's gotten about 45,000 donors from around the country. They have helped him get to about two-thirds of his goal, which is about $3 million. And that's the shame of it is that, you know, if you want an adequate defense in this country, the one thing you really need is money. And if you don't have money to hire the best attorneys and the best investigators and the best researchers and the best jury consultants, then there is absolutely no shot at all that you have to prove your innocence at trial. That's why, you know, in the Eastern District, the Southern District, all these prosecutorial jurisdictions, you always hear them touting this, a 95% conviction rate.
Well, that includes cases that
don't go to trial, because the overwhelming number of these cases end in plea bargains because people don't want to bankrupt themselves and face a potentially much stiffer sentence in order to roll the dice at trial. So I applaud Roger for not taking a plea and going to court. Now, I think the problem Roger has is not the legal problem, but it's a political problem. Like, he's going to a trial before a D.C. jury. Donald Trump got about 4% of the vote in Washington, D.C. So that means his jury pool is going to be minimum 95% people that dislike Donald Trump. Right. So it's going to be very.
Can't they put a motion forward that they move it because of that? Indeed.
Yeah. Well, I think they have. I'll double check that. But I don't think the judge has granted that. I mean, I know the judge hasn't granted it, but it's, you know, they're going to have a difficult time convincing a Trump-hating jury that Trump's best friend, Roger Stone, didn't do anything wrong. So I think they may convict Roger Stone of being a Trump supporter rather than any of these so-called witness tampering charges that he's facing. And the amazing thing is anybody that knows the witness that he's tampered with, Randy Credico, allegedly tampered with, he's the least credible person in the world. So my only hope, and again, you know what else is a joke, aside from the fact that we can't see these impeachment hearings, is we can't see Roger Stone's trial. They don't allow cameras in federal court. That ought to change right away.
But Frank, the Mueller probe was a disaster. It's a failure.
It's a disaster. But they still indicted Roger. I mean, so it still has
and
all
what's
these.
What's going to happen now with this? The Democrats go from that. It's a complete fail. Look at Roger's life now, what he's got to deal with. And look at not General Flynn's life. Look what they got
got to deal with because some people wanted to take down the president. Had nothing to do with what's right and what's wrong. It's just they just want, it was a coup, an attempted coup that failed. Then they go right to the next one, and this is all over the news. And look at this. I'm looking. It pops up. Oh, House begins debate on Democrat-backed rules for impeachment inquiry. The news pops up on my phone. It's a bogus witch hunt again, and they don't learn anything, Frankie Five Boroughs. Ah, so frustrating. That and this is going to unfold on live television. So at least you, and then thank you, you know what, for you listening, I know that you get it. And the only way to do it is to vote these animals out, because they don't care about everyday citizens of the United States. They just don't. Hey, Piscopo in the Morning, it's 9:19 right now. Russ Salzberg is going to join us, Kevin McCullough as well. Debbie Duhaime is out there on the roads looking out for you on this rainy, rainy day on this Thursday, Halloween, 9:19. Debbie, how are we doing out there this morning?
Well, good morning, Joe. I'll tell you what's happening here on 95. New England Thruway South, heavy by the Hutch with a car fire over there. And it's busy on the eastbound Bruckner at White Plains Road with a rough road surface to contend with. Getting reports of a big sinkhole over there as well. Eastbound BQE, bumper to bumper by the Battery Tunnel. That's an accident. More volume eastbound BQE up by Broadway with an accident. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, very busy. Highland Boulevard out through the Verrazano Bridge. Westbound belt slowing down by Farmers Boulevard. We're still seeing delays on Hempstead Turnpike at Hempstead with an accident investigation going on. Inbound side of the GWB looks okay. Lincoln Tunnel 10, Holland about 25. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you head to 202 in Mahwah, getting reports of an overturned vehicle. And over on 109 North at Grand Ave in Linden, an accident over there. Palisades Parkway South, exit 5. Watch for a crash in Orangeburg. Rain today for Halloween, high of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas supports our president.
People have become so angry that they can no longer see things logically. They're saying horrible things. They're saying everybody who voted for him is a racist. This is despicable. There are good people all over this country. Just because there's a couple of maniacs doesn't change the fact that America voted for this man. This president overcame his own party going against him.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vans for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, A.J. Katzenmatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknight. Nights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio telling me about John Bramnick's book, Why People Don't Like You. It's a great book by the funniest lawyer in the great state of New Jersey. There's so many things. This is my favorite one. I keep telling you. The rules on what you shouldn't really do. And it's great. John laid this out. Why People Don't Like You. You can get it on Amazon like this. Never tell anyone they look tired unless you're their mom or their doctor. You look tired. How many times do you hear that?
Jerry told me that yesterday, by the way.
Jerry always says that. Why does he do that? No. And then this is a great one. You go to a funeral. Listen, if you're asked to give a eulogy, talk about the deceased, not about you. I mean, how many times, am I right or wrong? When I first met Bob, I remember I was in seventh grade. Then they do a eulogy about themselves and they're living there. And poor Bob's lying there in the coffin. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. If someone invites you to their favorite restaurant, don't tell them that your meal was so-so. You know, be nice. It's so true. Always offer the last glass of wine in the bottle to your guests. How about that? This is a fun book. By the way, if you have a cocktail party, I think it's great. You have to get Why People Don't Like You. It's a fun book by Mr. John Bramnick, the funniest lawyer in the state of New Jersey. I can read the book, and I go, how many times people say these things to me? And you'll get a great chuckle out of it. Why People Don't Like You from John Bramnick. Get it on Amazon today.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
3-2. Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Well, we're excited for the Nats, you know, bum for the Yanks. Russ Salzburg knows this better than anybody else. Longtime New York sportscaster, a legend, host of the Get a Load of This podcast. Hey, Russ, welcome to the show, buddy. How are you, my friend? Happy Halloween.
Buongiorno. So how was the trip, my friend?
You know, it was better than I ever imagined it would be, Russ. And by the way, if we put another one together, you would love it. The history alone in Italy was great. And then going back to my hometown, but the real joy was going with almost 100 of our favorite listeners. They went with us, and we just had the best time, Russ. Thank you very much.
And you managed not to ask anybody else to marry you? I mean, it was
You know what?
You came back safe?
You and I, we talk about this confidentially, just you and I, just you and I. No, listen, I was on such good behavior because you know why? When I'm with in an event like that, I'm more concerned that the folks have a good time. I'm more concerned that everybody's taken care of. I'm more concerned. Let me hear, what can I take? Is there something that's bothering you? Let me help. All of that. So my eye was, well, there was one gal at a restaurant.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
oh, listen to me. Listen to me.
You'll go back 9 months from now. You don't know what's going to be running around Italy.
I swear to goodness, I think I mentioned it yesterday. Walking out of the restaurant in Florence, See, Russ brings the worst out of me. But there was a gal that looked like a Michelangelo could have sculpted this girl. So she was.
Excuse me.
And she goes, oh, Joe Piscopo, like that. And I'm in Italy now. And I go, oh, you speak English. That's the first thing. She goes, oh, I'm a big fan. And I go, listen to me, Russ. You'll appreciate this. Now I got a whole restaurant full of our fans, of our friends, our listeners, and we're all leaving, and they're going to the bus. And now, do I make the move, Russ, and go, hey, I'll be right with you guys. I'm going to just stop and talk to this love. No, I went with the tour group. I said, thank you for your kind words. Very nice to meet you. And I went on with the tour group. Are you proud of me, Russ Salzburg?
Well,
come on.
I'm extremely proud. I'm extremely proud. What are you going as today at Halloween? I'm going as a Hasidic Jew undertaker. Yeah. Oi! If you got, listen, you're not feeling good? If I got a deal for you, in fact, I'll give you a 2-for-1, you and your wife.
You are the worst. I want to go out. Frankie Fibrosa at the radio. We should all go out as Adam Schiff. Scariest mask of all, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of fun. Hey, Russ, listen, man. In the World Series, I'm a baseball guy. You know that. And we wanted the Yanks to win. Right. They did not. But the Nats, and it's great. And I'm very excited because they're a young team. But I was going for the Astros because of my buddy down there in Houston. But I don't know. Are you excited about this or do you not care?
No, I thought if you didn't have a team in the World Series, like if you weren't, you know, a fan of either one, it was an extremely enjoyable one to watch because I didn't want it to end. I'm sorry I don't have a game tonight. That's how much fun I think it was. Now, I have to correct you on something. The thing about the Nationals, they're actually one of the older teams in baseball. They happen to have a few tremendous young players like Soto and Robles. But I have to tell you, I thought last night's game was intense, was compelling. You know, John Smoltz said it from the broadcast booth. You're not going to see this again in another lifetime where the home team never won a game in this World Series. I thought it was just tremendous. But the other thing about last night, I mean, the Nationals had themselves a 2-0 lead, and Greinke, not what I said, the Nationals, the Astros had a 2-0 lead, and Greinke gave you a clinic on how to pitch. Location, it wasn't about how fast, it was inside, outside, up and down, it was perfect. And then Rendon hits a home run, and I just knew at that time, once it was 2-1, forget about it. This is going to be, they're coming back again, and that's exactly what happened. I thought it was a fun
I say to you, listen, you got to listen to the enthusiasm in Russ's voice. This is why I love Russ Salzberg, and this is why you're so great at what you do.
Well,
man. No, it's great. It's a beautiful game. People don't understand that baseball is really a chess game. It's really a chess game, how it's played out like that, and this really was.
1,000%. Listen to you, all of a sudden, the Mr. analysis here, but you happen to be right. It was a chess game.
Russ, my man, Russ.
Like when you go out on a date, it's a chess game. Do I do it now? Do I try to make the move now? Do I go for first base, or do I go for the triple right here and now? Yeah,
I take the bishop. I got to take the bishop out before I do anything. Yeah. Hey, look out. Excuse me.
Here's
your bishop right here. Hey, so not looking so good for the Jets or the Giants, huh, Russ?
No. The Jets, in fairness, Let's be fair. You had Sam Darnold, who had himself, mono. So he's not right. I mean, since he's come back, he's not really right. And the Jets are, whether people want to say it or not, it's rebuilding. Listen, for all the people who bitched and moaned about drafting the wrong quarterback, this kid Daniel Jones is not good. He's excellent. He's tough as nails. He's going to be terrific. There's a learning curve here, so that's what's going through. I'm more concerned with the moron baseball teams that we have, both of them, the Mets and the Yankees. Uh-oh. I mean, the Mets are still looking for a manager. I mean, they're wandering. They're like the Jews who wandered in the desert for 40 years. They still can't find it.
You're the worst.
It's unbelievable.
You're the worst. Nice analogy.
Joe
Girardi,
No, look. Joe Girardi was absolutely there for the taking. A solid guy who managed in New York for 10 years, who won a World Series here, who, quite frankly, I believe got screwed by the Yankees. And they're looking because they want a guy who they can control. They don't want a guy who they can pay. And then you have the Yankees. What do the Yankees do? How are they going to correct everything? They fired a pitching coach, Larry Rothschild. That was the problem. The problem was Larry Rothschild didn't have any good starters for him to work with. That was Larry Rothschild's problem. So, the Mets and the Yankees, to correct things, they each fire a pitching coach. Yeah, that makes sense.
I know. Hey, Russ, before we let you go, any thoughts on this new rule? I don't know how I feel on this about the NCAA athletes earn money. Can they earn money if their image is used? That makes sense, yes?
Listen, I've been saying I don't know exactly how you have to manage it or monitor it. But, yeah, you know what? The NCAA is a multi-million-dollar business. You know, they talk about these guys and these coaches, whether it's football or basketball. Who are you kidding? You don't care if the kid goes to school. All you guys, these coaches who are making $9 million a year. You think Nick Saban at Alabama, he's making $9 million a year. You talk to me about somebody's grade point average, he's there to win. And if the kid can't help him win, and he's going to be out of a job. So as far as I'm concerned, kids should be allowed to be paid. Everybody else is making money off the kid, why shouldn't the kids make money?
Russ, you gonna go trick or treating with the grandkids tonight? You gonna go around, kind of hover around?
I just said, That's it. My three little grandsons are all going to be Transformers. And Pops, as I'm known, I'm telling you, I'm going as the Hasidic Jew Undertaker.
With the Transformers.
I think that, No. They're Transformers. I'm going to come here, my Shayna Bubbler. Come here. Oh, excuse me, mister. You got anybody in the house maybe close to Croker? And I'll give you a deal. I got a nice pine box.
Russ Salzburg, as only Russ Salzburg can be. Thank you, Russ. We love you, man. He's the legend.
Love
Russ Salzburg.
Right there.
Now, happy Halloween, my friend. Give my love to the family, too. He's a great dad. He's a great granddad right there. And believe it or not, a great husband as well. Russ Salzburg. Hey, 9:34 with Joe on the radio. Kevin McCullough's going to join us. Tell us about Donald Trump Jr. coming in 3 o'clock tomorrow. Bobby Vann's in Midtown. And you got a chance to go. Right now, Al's standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
66 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Suffolk County officials are announcing a partnership that will establish new trail access for students and the community. County Executive Steve Ballone, president of SUNY Empire State College, Dr. Jim Maltras, signed an educational partnership that will connect the county's existing trail network to the new SUNY Empire State College campus in Selden. The Nature Conservancy will mark and rate the trails to ensure accessibility. The trail network connection will be used to enrich learning experiences at the campus and will also allow general public use. Health experts say eating too much black licorice is a bad idea this Halloween. An FDA alert 2 years ago found black licorice can contain a chemical compound that can cause the body's potassium levels to fall, leading to heart problems and high blood pressure. In sports, the Knicks lost to the Magic 95-83. Nets beaten by the Pacers 118-108. The Devils, they blew a 5-3 lead in the third period, lost 7-6 in overtime to the Lightning at the Rock. And the Washington Nationals World Series champions, they beat the Astros in Game 7 by the final of 6-2. The home team lost every game in the series. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Tappan Zee Bridge into Rockland County. It's an accident blocking two lanes. Palisades Parkway heading south, exit 5 into Orangeburg, a crash, and the sprain south into 287. An accident is off on the shoulder. Inbound GWB moving okay. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's 10. Holland about 25 minutes. 280 eastbound, exit 11. Watch out for some slowdowns. Also seeing delays on the Garden State Parkway north by the Union Tolls with a disabled vehicle. Stop and go traffic on the New England Thruway south at the Hutch with a car fire, and it's busy on the eastbound Bruckner at White Plains Road. Reports of a sinkhole and a rough road surface. Eastbound BQE up by Broadway, it's an accident being cleared. Northbound Van Wyck, bumper-to-bumper traffic belt up through Kew Gardens. Hempstead Turnpike in Hempstead, accident investigation. Rain today for Halloween, high of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dove Men Plus Care. How many guys out there have been using their wife or girlfriend shampoo? Your hair is different, so do them and your hair a favor. Get your own. Dove Men Plus Care has created a range designed to give your hair the care it needs to stay strong and more resilient. Available at Walmart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Congresswoman Nidia Velasquez, was the first Puerto Rican woman elected to the Congress in 1992. Is there anything else the U.S. government can do to assist the people of Puerto Rico?
Yes. The problem is that even when some public policies were enacted to help promote economic activity in Puerto Rico, the same way that Congress provided those incentives, the same way they took them away without providing anything else. And then the treatment that Puerto Rico gets. These are American citizens. They go to war. They die for our country. They fight for our freedoms. So the U.S. government has a responsibility.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 939 right now. When you think about outstanding Italian restaurants, the only name that should come to mind is Michael's of Brooklyn. They're the best when it comes to their pasta sauce. They make fresh tomato and basil marinara, puttanesca, arrabbiata. As sauces, they make them right there in the basement with those four huge 80-gallon kettles. Imagine all the delicious pasta dishes you can eat with the remarkable variety of sauces. You got to stop by, because not only will you get to eat at one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network, you'll also have the chance to experience authentic Italian hospitality from Fred and his brother John. They are family owned and they're operated since 1964 and located right there on Avenue R. Nostrand. And even former Yankee pitcher Mariano Rivera couldn't resist their fantastic food. You know, he came by for a quick lunch one day, ended up staying right through to dinner, you know. And you got to be sure to come by and see what has made Michael's of Brooklyn a Brooklyn institution for over 50 years. You know, when we went to Italy and we're eating the food and having the meals, I'm telling you how Fred and Johnny and Michael and Marianne and the whole Cacace family, how they've created that Italian flavor and the authenticity. When you're in Brooklyn, I'm telling you, the food we had in Italy was spectacular, and you can get that exact same food at Michael's of Brooklyn. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Frankenstein number 9. It's Halloween. Oh, Lord. Is it over yet? 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:40. Kevin McCullough, you know, you can hear Kevin every weekday at 5 p.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer, hosting Dining Out Dialogues with Donald Trump Jr. That's tomorrow at Bobby Van's in Midtown. Hey, Kevin, your kids are trick-or-treating. They're old enough to go out and about, correct?
Yeah, we've been doing it for a couple of years now, and I got to tell you, Joe, I'm kind of with you. This is my least favorite of all the holidays. I had a good time when I was a kid. Like, I loved getting the candy. It was a kind of a big deal. But just as a parent, it's just one of the worst. Because when the weather is bad, you're slushing it. I'm with Al on this. Get the umbrella out. Man up. Go out and do your job as a dad. But dang it, I don't have to like it. And I don't.
I know. And then you're kind of hovering. You're kind of like following from home.
Oh, yeah.
And then they go up to the house and you're in the back and you're waving, hi, I'm here with the kids.
Well, and it was one thing when it was just the boys. And now that Lady Charlotte is 4 and she's got to wear her princess dress everywhere. And everybody's got to see her. She kind of chalants down the sidewalk. And you're like, no. We got to kill this thing off quick.
They never want to wear a coat because it covers the costume and it's freezing out or it's raining out.
And then they come home with the flu and then I get yelled at by the bride. Well, why do you have them out there without a coat on? Okay, I give up. I quit. I'm done.
Hey, Kevin, big day tomorrow. Tell us about it. Donald Trump Jr., he's a good kid. And I'm old. I could say good kid. And so this is going to be exciting. 3 p.m. tomorrow now at Bobby Van's?
But before I get to that real quick, Joe, I just want to defend our lovely radio station here for a second. One of our competitors went nasty on us on social media a couple of days ago. And I just want to point out something. Yeah. Joe Piscopo sold out his Italy trip in, 24 hours? Frank Morano's bus sold out in a very short period of time. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, we mentioned that we were doing the next edition of the Dialogues, and Bobby Van's would have been over the moon if we had 100 people sign up to come see the broadcast. As of right now, we are just shy of 300 people.
Wow.
turning up to support not only Mr. Trump and Kimberly Guilfoyle, who are our special guests, but we're going to talk about four congressional races here in the tri-state area that we can actually take back for the cause of a common sense Congress. If you're tired of the crazy zoo that's that the House of Representatives have turned into, Nicole Malliotakis, Shel Farley, Mike Gasalli, and Fernando Cabrera are going to be with us as well. This is going to be an amazing event. And you know who's putting it on? AM 970. We don't have to sit back and take this nastiness from the competitors in any way. And I'm just so proud. I was proud of what you and Frank did with our listeners over there. It was obvious. I mean, when I sat in for you, you just had me like so desiring to be there the next time you go.
Yeah,
but this is a cool place to be, and I love our family, and we're going to be all together at 3 o'clock tomorrow at Bobby Van's.
Yeah, but you can't, you know, on the social media stuff. Plus, it's so, I don't even acknowledge it, nor do I even read it, nor do I even listen. I mean, and I think that's what's nice, because when we're, you know, we were all together on that trip, and as the folks that you'll have with you tomorrow afternoon, we're all like-minded, and there's no vicious.
It's a real family.
There's no hate, and you know, we're listen. All we gotta say is I say this with the greatest of respect. Everybody, we're like the only radio station making money. I'm just saying, you know. So
the parent company at least. I mean, Salem has not been flirting with bankruptcy for the last 3.5 years.
I don't want to say nothing. So how do you get Donald Trump Jr. to come to an event? I mean, did you have to bribe him?
I promised him you were going to be there. I said, if Don comes, and Joe will be there to, you know, shake his hand when he walks in. No, you know what? He, to be candid, obviously, AJ Katz is my co-host tomorrow.
Yeah, and she's great.
Lovely.
She's terrific.
She's done an amazing thing, Joe, with the Manhattan GOP. Did you know that she signed up more people to the Manhattan GOP social media in like 3 years of her first term or whatever than the Democrats have signed up in their life? For the Manhattan Democrats. So there's something kind of going on there. They are big fans of AJ. When I said, hey, AJ's going to do the show, Kimberly was like, well, we want to be there. So that happened really easily. And then getting the congressional reps to come in. And I think it's going to be a really fun time. And friends, if you still want to come, they're going to be able to work it in. It may be standing room only in one of the bar areas, but we're going to have video through the whole place. And 212-867-5490. I don't think that Jerry's buying everybody a first round this time like he did last week. I don't think that's going to happen.
The
bar tab would be a little bit.
Too many.
212-867-5490. But come and have a great time with us. It's going to be fantastic. But don't come late. That's my new message. Don't come late. Get there 10 minutes before 3, because when we start at 3 o'clock, it's going to be really hectic from that point on.
Hey, great job sitting in. You did a great job when you sat in. We appreciate that so very much. And
Joe, it was an honor.
Oh, please. And it was great, your description while we were on the bus, and that description of my bus, and then the Frankie Morano, Debbie Duhamel.
I'm telling you, that's your commercial for the next one next year. You do those drone shots, and you go inside, and there's Frankie drinking wine as the bus is. What was the Sinatra song that was playing when we were doing that? It was one of the Nice and Easy.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. That's, very good.
You pull me in, Joe. I'll direct the commercial. We'll make that happen.
So this is it. Then we were on our way to Tuscany, and that's the last time we chatted. And
that's correct.
Oh, Joe, don't forget to send something. Now the pressure's on, and you put that in my head. You said it on the air. So So now I go
Boss.
And they,
I didn't mean to.
No, listen. Then they do the whole thing, and they do the wine tasting. Don't you know? Of course they go, you can also order this wine, and they gave us turn over the sheet of paper that's in front of you. Boom. And they have an order list. Now I'm thinking of what you said. I'm thinking of what McCullough said. So now I'm ordering wine for Jerry. I'm ordering wine for Phil. I'm ordering wine for Kevin. And so we do have some wine coming into the station.
Oh, so, Joe, you're a lovely human being. Obviously, the listeners knew that was all shtick. But if you're going to give me some free wine, I'll be glad to participate.
I tell you, it was really great. So, listen. How is there any openings? I know this is sold out tomorrow. Or is there still a chance to get some tickets?
Well, you know, it's going to be a 3-hour event, so the likelihood that everybody's going to stay for all 3 hours is very low. So, I would just say call the restaurant. I think they can take up to like 300 reservations, but it is going to be a packed house, and we couldn't be happier because it's all going to be AM 970 family. I mean, the bosses are coming. I think Frank was invited. I think he turned us down. But anybody else that, from the staff that wants to come, we're bringing the Connors are coming. I mean, there's going to be all kinds of folks there, and we're just having a great time. By the way, Joe, it changes the topic completely.
Yeah,
this stuff going on in the House right now, this is unbelievable.
Yeah. I wanted to stay, on what you're doing tomorrow. But honestly, I don't know how. And again, I can't describe it. And you know, you're a fine broadcaster. Maybe you can do. And I know you could probably do it better than I. How do you say this is the? Look at the Mueller probe. Look what happened. Look at the collateral damage. Look at Adam Schiff saying Donald Trump was a Russian asset. Right. Now, cut to today. What's the difference between then and now, Kevin?
Well, they've started the last hour, and I was monitoring it while I was listening to your show, and they started the back and forth. Both sides have started giving testimony. Joe, here's the thing. You don't have to explain it, and I don't have to explain it. The American people, so Byron York has a piece out today. He did the deepest dive on the polling. The American people understand completely what's going on, and this is going to backfire against the Democrats 1,000%. This is the worst thing they could possibly do, and they're too dumb not to do it. They are going to go ahead with it. Trump's going to get reelected by a bigger margin. This is going to be a circus for the next few days, but it's actually going to work out good for the country because we're going to get to keep the president that's actually working for the people.
Yeah, unbelievable that we're in the middle of this. Kevin McCullough, that's tomorrow. Bobby Vanz, 3 p.m., 3
Love
p.m.
Love you, Papa Bear. Don't go away for 9 days next time. It was too much to have Governor Murphy on the show for an hour. I just wanted to put a fork through my head with that. Oh, that was awful.
Trying to open it for everybody. All right. Kevin, we'll see you tomorrow, 3 p.m.
Yes,
Bobby Vanz, Midtown, right there. Kevin McCullough with Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, and a great, great event happening, Dining Out Dialogues with Kevin McCullough. And you can hear Kevin weekdays, 5 p.m. But tomorrow, 3 p.m., you want to go over to Bobby Vanz. Piscopo in the morning, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher at 10:05. Debbie Duhaime right now on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
And good morning, Joe. Thank you very much. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the southbound West Side Highway. Still busy down through 125th Street with an accident cleared out of the way. We're seeing delays on the FDR Drive South right through the 60s. Stop-and-go traffic eastbound BQE up by Broadway. An accident blocking one lane. It's kind of busy as well on the westbound BQE getting down toward Flushing Ave. Stop-and-go traffic on the northbound Van Wyck right into Kew Gardens. Northern State West at 110. Looks like a downed tree. One lane blocked. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel 10 minutes in. Holland's still about 20. 280 East exit 1 as you head into Parsippany. It's an accident as well, and watch for some stop and go traffic on the Garden State Parkway North by the Union Tolls. A stalled vehicle cleared. Route 1 as you head north at Riders Lane into New Brunswick, an accident as well. And over at the Tappan Zee Bridge into Rockland, an accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The chilly weather is here. The holidays are around the corner. And as the days get shorter, it may feel like you have no time to finish those lingering home projects on your to-do list. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can sit back and enjoy holiday cheer. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area who can help with any home project, from painting and plumbing to furnace repair, even hanging up those holiday lights. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. To top it all off, you can always book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor. I love these guys. I'm a customer. They make it beyond easy. So get your projects done now before the holiday rush. To find the right pro at a fair price, just go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today. Homeadvisor.com.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970. Hey!
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vanz for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, AJ Catsimatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
Football can be a game of numbers, down and distance, yards gained, points scored. But it's the things that can't be measured that matter most. Effort. Intensity. Heart.
Touchdown.
Count on us to give it all we've got right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 3 as the Black Knights travel to Colorado to face off against Service Academy rival Air Force on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy, increasingly windy, and unseasonably warm and humid today. We'll have rain at times this morning, then a shower or two during the afternoon and evening hours. Today's high 71. A period of heavier rain will cross the area later tonight, accompanied by wind gusts to 50 miles per hour, then some clearing toward morning, though 52. Tomorrow will turn out mostly sunny, blustery, and much cooler, high 56. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, but chilly, high 53. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
It's a radio show from New York. AM 970, The Answer. And it's the Twilight Zone.
Halloween, man. Here it is, 9:54. We wish you all the very best, 9:55 on Halloween. It's the pumpkinless Joe Piscopo. Man, you know, I just feel bad. I think I'm going to go out. I'm going to go to ShopRite and get a pumpkin. I'll get a 99-cent pumpkin, I guess. And but will I be taxed on that in New Jersey? I will be taxed.
You're buying the pumpkin to display, you get taxed. If you buy it to use it for food, you don't get taxed. So like, they needed to point that out.
Well, why can't he use it for display and then use it for food?
No, he can't.
That's exactly right.
Councilman Borelli tweeted at one of the people from the state of New Jersey who works for Governor Murphy, like, we know that this is a law in the books. It's the dumbest thing ever that you had to tweet people to remind them of the tax law, that if you're displaying it, it gets taxed, and if you're using it for food.
But as I said, what if Joe puts a jack-o'-lantern up today and then tomorrow makes pumpkin pie or something?
Exactly. Do you say that when you buy the pumpkin? When you go to somebody buying the pumpkin?
I guess you could do that. I don't know.
Try it today. See what happens. I'm going to eat this, and I don't want you to. I don't want. Oh my gosh! It's
yeah, have some spices on the counter too when you're buying it, and then, you know, see what happens.
New Jersey. Hold it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
See if he gets the tune. Come on.
So
come
glad
on.
This is.
Listen.
So glad the show's almost over.
You know this.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Santa Lucia. Huh. When we were on our way to the restaurant in Sorrento, the buses stopped, and it was outside a furniture store, Frankie? I guess we stopped.
I guess so, there. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, and so, oh, you walk in, and they have the most beautiful woodwork made right there in Sorrento, made right there. And I'm looking that it doesn't say made in China on this. So it really was actually made in Sorrento. And we went in and they have these music boxes. And I remember the last time I was in Sorrento many, many years ago. And right before we were about to catch a plane going to Sorrento to Rome, and I was going to catch a plane. And I said, let me get a music box for my father that plays a song of Sorrento. Because that song, Sorrento, Vide Mare Quanto Bello, that song, I remember my grandfather. My father would sing it to me. My pop sang it to me. I would play the piano and Rosario. Grandpa Rosario would sing the song. So now I find myself, again, in a store in Sorrento with the music boxes. So I bought a plethora of music. And I think that's where they kind of, before dinner, we end up in a store. And, of course, we end up all buying stuff, Frankie, right? So I have to tell you what I got. I got a music box. And now, and I got it for Charlie. She's not listening, so please don't tell. I got a music box for Charlie with Mickey Mouse's face on it. She's a big Disney fan. How, where in the world are you going to find a music box with Mickey Mouse on it like that?
No, they had a lot of great stuff. I don't know if you saw the display that they put out for us, but it was a table that was a card table, but also a chessboard, also a craps table, also a blackjack table.
Wasn't that beautiful?
It was a little expensive. It was about $4,900, but it includes shipping. That was the good point. But it was still a little
outside.
Wait,
you mean I could ship the stuff home from there? Was it? I could have shipped my
stuff
home?
Yeah.
No, maybe that thing. But I got a whole bunch of and this is just so beautiful. And it's got a little key that you can lock it, a little keepsake for my daughter. So still thinking about Sorrento, that will calm me down. However, I will be visiting the Chamber Center for Wellbeing in Morristown today, and I will let you know how that works out. I'm going to be very calm. It's a holistic kind of center. Yes, yes. And if it works for me, I'm going to take Al with me, and then the show will be like very nice and very calm every single morning. Hey, Frankie, thanks for another great show, man.
Thank you, Joe.
See you tomorrow for sure. Appreciate it. Big Al, thank you. Happy Halloween. And Debbie, we always appreciate you being with us. And be careful when you go out there. Watch the roads. Watch the weather. Watch the kids. Happy Halloween. It's the Pumpkinless Joe Piscopo wishing you the very best. Make it the best day ever because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
66 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The City Department of Transportation will reportedly temporarily turn two lanes of traffic on 5th Avenue between 48th and 51st Streets into pedestrian zones for the Christmas season. It means the crowd squeezing into Midtown to see the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree and department store windows will have 40% more space to do that. After Thanksgiving, the DOT will take back two curbside lanes, one for buses, the other for cars, and carve out more sidewalk space. Could be a washout for Halloween across the tri-state. Forecasters saying drizzle through most of the day. Rain returning as most trick-or-treaters begin to take the streets. Temperatures will be close to 70 degrees. Strong winds also expected with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. In sports, Knicks, Nets, and Devils all lost. The Nationals are World Series champions. They beat the Astros in Game 7 by the final of 6-2.